The Hugo Awards, part two. We've got the state where all the nominations are pretty much swamped.
Not quite all.
Not
there
quite.
Were a few of us snuck in, I think.
A couple of us swamped by the list.
List is not good, I'm assuming.
Well,
it's limited.
Debatable. I mean, there's people on that list who look like they were great authors and they've written some good books. Mm. And then there's Jim Butcher. So,
I don't think that's fair. Now, the interesting thing is, if we have a look at the 2014 award votes, the votes didn't follow the list on the whole.
Okay.
They didn't actually do that well in 2014. Now, partly, I suspect, that's because the Worldcon was in London, you had lots of European and Australian attendees, whereas typically lots of Americans go to the Worldcon, it's their Worldcon.
Or partly because maybe just getting the nominations through was nowhere near enough in the past, and people will retaliate by voting for the others.
Now, Damien has mentioned that it's not actually that hard to get something on the nominees list, the Damien Woman. A few years ago, he gave a presentation analysing the Hugos, and it turns out if you could get 78 people to nominate something, it would probably end up on the ballot. That's not a large number of people.
It's not a large number.
No. And it seems to be that people who are members of the World Science Fiction Convention, either the current one or the previous, and the ones who can vote, basically tend to vote once the nominees are up, but not nominate.
Right. Okay.
They tend to vote rather than nominate. So that leads to various proposals to what can be done. And I think there are three possibilities. The committee could add other works to the ballot that they think missed out because of the stacking.
Mm-mm.
That then leads to all sorts of... Have a write-in vote. Yeah, that leads to all sorts of problems of, you know, stacking a write-in vote. They could just accept that and let no award win several of the major categories.
But see, that's also, isn't that stacking? Isn't that what's going on now? A push to vote for no award because, you know...
anything on there.
We're responding to sad puppies. Our response will be, we're voting no award. Mm. And I'm not sure if that's an improvement of a situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or certainly in future, change the rules to minimise the effect of these lists.
Yeah.
Which means that, yeah, when people nominate something for best novel, they get to nominate one book, not five. So at the most, you'd knock off one position out of the five that end up on the final list.
Hmm.
Or accept that the Hugos are not particularly representative of it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yes. I don't mean that in a bad way. I think sometimes you've got to say, well, we can't fix it. But to be honest, it's an award by fans.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
But I think a lot of the annoyance at this is that a very small group have done their best to swap.
Noting that their complaint,
the
which I think is wrong, but their complaint is that a very small group have dominated in the past. That's what they're arguing they're fighting against. Now, I disagree with that view, but you know, that view's there.
Or maybe it just means that everyone will have to pull their finger out and nominate.
Well, that would make a sensible thing to do. But
you can't vote in the Hugos unless you nominate in the Hugos.
If we had a point where there were wider nominations, then you couldn't argue that it's not more reflective. That it's not reflective of the vote that people go look on.
Or possibly the committee should generate an initial list that will be on the nominees and will be added to by the membership.
How about have a panel for nominations? That always works well. That never becomes a problem.
Well, it's interesting when you
look
compare.
Look who we got for Eurovision.
Yeah, okay.
Needs thought.
I agree. I'd like to see it fixed. I think that I lean out of those options towards the idea of restricting what can be nominated in the sense of one book per person. Or
that seems to be a sensible way.
I like that as a nice solution. Or just general encouragement.
Which means a list will still have an effect, but it won't dominate all of the nominees. Yeah.
And that's the problem. The problem seems to be that the slate took over the whole thing. Mm. You don't have a choice. So you either vote no award or vote for something that to some extent is a political nomination.
Mm.
Mm.